Hey guys, you're listening to the NFL show here on the Dirty Sheets podcast. I am hosting it this week because Cav is in Chicago, but he is here. He's on the line right now. So this isn't going to be your glossy NFL show that we do every week. And we're going to reverse it too, because I'm going to go back to guessing the spreads, because that was lucky for us that week that we did it. We've actually been pretty good all throughout the season. I think we spoiled people with our start to the season. Do you want to know our lot record so far?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, you're one ahead of me now because you've gone on a run since the... You've only actually lost one in the last five, and that was Detroit on the Thursday game. So you're now 10-4 of this for the season. Mm-hmm. And I am 9-5 for the season. And I am 9-5 on secondaries, and you are 9-5 on secondaries.
You know, it's funny because the one, like, I take from your picks a lot when we do our actual, like, putting money down and all that kind of stuff. And I saw you put a lot on Houston. I actually bet on Chicago, and I was like, I hope you're right, because I want them to, you know, lose to get people fired. But I thought Chicago would win that one, so I got in on that one. I had a decent week because I picked my spots, and I picked them pretty well. The only parlay, I had the one parlay, and it was multiple teams just flat-out wins. And, of course, there is always one that will bite you every time. And I think I had, like, five. And, of course, New Orleans lost to fucking Philadelphia.
Yeah, I had that losing in a parlay as well. I think Houston was my really bad one. I think my biggest play ended up being the Buffalo Bills. I just got a real feel for that on Sunday, and that was the correct way to go, because they were quite dominant in that game in the end. And I just had a bad load of late games. I was really good in the early games, ended up going 7-4, and Houston was a bad play for me. But I had the parlay that was alive with just needing the Saints to win, and I also played your Cardinals. And yeah, it was looking really good in the morning. And then the late slate wasn't that great. In fact, it was really bad. It was like 1-5. But then there was a 1.5 unit play, which is 150 on the Bills. So we were still going into Monday with a possibility of a profit. And then the Browns didn't cover. So
I listened to too many people saying the record for Pittsburgh against the spread after a loss with Tomlin was like 7 losses only. And I was like, well, shit. And then you start thinking which Buffalo is going to show up, this and that. And I took Pittsburgh like an idiot. And that was my nightmare one.
All right, so let's get guessing through these, because you don't have a lot of time because you're in Chicago. Yeah. So
I'm in Chicago on vacation. I'm waiting for my deep dish pizza to arrive. So but we're giving everybody a show anyway, and we're not skimping out on you guys. So Thursday game is the Chargers going into Vegas. What line are you guessing?
The Chargers are going into Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vegas are favorites by 3.5 points.
And I'm looking on ESPN's app. You know how we have a little bit of a difference from what you look at and what I look at. On mine is 3 for Vegas.
I like that. Like that then. I think I would take that. Vegas already won the first game, didn't they? That was the game where the Chargers could have won right at the end, and they were like on the goal line and couldn't get it home.
Yeah, and like I think the guy caught it out of bounds, maybe. It was one of those.
That was it, yeah.
Came down to the last. So
his toe was out, yeah.
Second there. I would take Vegas as well. Saturday, we're getting games. Is Buffalo going into Denver? Do they have a letdown, or do they continue this? What is the spread?
I think the division is basically clinched, so I think this could be a letdown, but I think the spread would be 5.5?
It's 6.5.
Okay, that's a fair bit.
I still think I would take it still, I think.
Denver are like playing right to the end for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why teams do this, but yeah. I think
Coach hasn't lost them, yeah.
I think this will be a letdown for Buffalo. They've just gone on a, such a good run. I think they'll win, but I just don't know if they'll cover this game. Is it altitude and all that shit? Always Denver always turn up at home.
The next game on Saturday is your boys. It is Carolina going into Green Bay. Carolina is tough. And now Green Bay has home field advantage because of the Saints loss. They have to keep it going. What is the spread?
I think the spread would be about 10 because Carolina lost last week. So I think like a lot of the public will be looking to get off them because they were playing hard for a while. And now they seem to be heading towards what we thought they were going to be, which is a 4-5 win team.
Well, then you're going to really like this one because Green Bay is only favored by 8.5.
Okay. Well, I still don't like it necessarily. I just know how the books are going to price it up. But yeah, I mean, this team lost to Denver at home last week in a shootout. Yeah. So, I think the main play I like here is the prop. Is a prop on Aaron Rodgers to throw over 2.5 touchdowns. I think that.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's a good one. 2.5. So I'm going to even write that down. 2.5 TDs. I like that. Going into the Sunday, I will probably be watching in my hotel room because nothing is open here because the plague has.
Why did you go there? Everything. Family.
You know, I thought things. Well, yeah, I mean, I come to visit people, but we always come in, you know, like to come in wintertime here and usually go to a game too. But I thought things would be open like back home for me in California. Restaurants are open, but they're like a capacity to where you got to have, you know, 10 people in it or something. But here, it is, everything is just closed. So I'm pretty much just using this as a shopping spree at this point and buying my bullshit merchandise. So that's what I'll be doing.
Well, I had my COVID test today and it's not fucking nice. It's the second one I've had. I didn't go to a drive up one today. I went to a walk in one where you have to do the test yourself. They give you a pack and you like shove it up your nose, shove it in your mouth, give it back to them.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
So we'll see if you get it. So Chicago's going into Minnesota. I wanted to go to a sports bar to watch this actually, but probably not. What's the spread here?
I think it'll be tighter now because you're both chasing the playoffs. that was a joke.
Well, they actually are. If the Bears win out, which is possible now, because I think Green Bay probably sit down the last week, and the Bears have Minnesota and then Jacksonville, and then they need Arizona to lose one game, and then they're in the playoffs. I'm like, don't go. Please don't do it.
It's weird. I just really feel this year that the number one seeds, whoever they are, not whoever they are, I think Kansas are going to be the number one seeds. I don't think it's going to be Pittsburgh now, but I also think whoever it is on this NFC side will get there. We'll get to the Super Bowl. I just feel that's going to be significant this year, especially with the one getting the only bye now. I think Minnesota will be favorites by 3 points.
Chicago's favorite by 3 points.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Why on earth would Chicago be favorites in his game? Like
I said the same thing. Apparently, it was even larger, and I was like, "You've got to be fucking kidding!"
No, I'm checking this now. I'm seeing the Vikings as favorites by 3. I was right.
Oh, am I crazy? Let me look. You know what? I started going. Yes, you're right. 100%. Son of a bitch. Okay.
and that's the right spread because that was the spread when they played last time. Minnesota were favorites by 3, and. Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to give them any more points at home because it could be if Minnesota had continued that run. Because remember how like Minnesota were just getting going at that point, and and you guys were on a losing run. So now like they're like zigzagging, and you guys won last week. So I just didn't see any reason why it would change. It's kind of the same position you're in last time.
It was 6 though. That's what's weird about it. And then it dropped. I'm like, who got hurt? What happened here? Then why would it?
Six is what I think it would be like if you lost again last week.
I'll take Minnesota to win this game. I'm not thrilled with the points or anything, though. I would just pick Minnesota flat out win, but I'm not confident either way.
I need them to win here. I need them to win out to win the to get the win total I've got on them of 8, but I can push on 8 as well. And if they just beat you guys in Detroit, we got our money back on that pay. So,
all right, Tampa Bay going into Atlanta. Now Tampa Bay's all of a sudden they're back because they had 1 week off and they won, I guess.
I had that last week. I really liked that one. I should have had it as my lock.
Yeah, that was I jumped all over them too. That was a win. What do you think?
Fucking Atlanta. I think Tampa will be favorites by 4.5.
They're favored by 6, and I still actually like them to win by more than a touchdown.
Yeah, the Falcons aren't putting up as many points as they were before. They were losing games like 35-30 and stuff, but they're not doing that now. So I think this is a good game for... I think Tampa can... I looked at their schedule, and I think I have them winning out until the end. It won't matter. All it does is gets them the 5 seed, but I still think they'll... Or the 6 seed. Even winning out, I think, gets them the 6 seed, but I still think they'll do it.
Okay. Now we have the 49ers going to Dallas. Old school rivalry.
This game doesn't really matter that much, but
just between them hating each other, that's the only way. Yeah.
I'll just go 49ers by 3 because they're better.
Exactly 3. Yeah. Yeah. They're by far better. They really should beat the shit out of Dallas.
Well, they got beaten by Washington last week when I really needed them to win that game.
Yeah, that was. I did not take that one, too. I didn't take that. I was like, you know what? And the only reason I didn't, I started picking the 49ers because I was just going off all your picks, right? The payoff was barely. And I was like, you know what? It's not worth it for me to bet on them. So I didn't, you know?
No, I just needed them to win for futures markets. I got a massive, not massive bet, but I got massive odds on the Giants to win the NFC East. And that, you know what? I always thought the team that got to 6 wins would do it. And last week... They beat Seattle. They've got Dallas up ahead on the final day of the season. And I really thought that was it. And then this Washington team have just got this run going. How the fuck have they beaten the 49ers and Pittsburgh Steelers in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's a team in that division that look good. And they're going to be like dangerous now in the playoffs. Like, not dangerous in terms of having a run. But that at least that first game where they're probably going to come up against... who's going to be the 5? They're going to probably come up against Seattle or the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think they're going to be dangerous in that game.
Okay. Detroit's going into Tennessee. Where do you think this is at?
I think Tennessee are favorites by 6.5.
6.5, okay. They're favored by 10.5.
Jesus.
Yeah, that scares me a bit. Although they don't know if Stafford's going to play.
Okay.
That might be the issue. That's the problem. If Stafford doesn't play, then I would take Tennessee and give the 10.5. If Stafford plays, I think I'm taking the 10.5 with Detroit.
Yeah, I think I'll stay away from the game. I would take I would apply the same strategy, but I'm going to stay away from the game. I need Detroit to lose 2 of the last 3 games, and I cash my biggest future of the year. And that was the one where which I piled loads of money on because you told me Stafford wouldn't play the entire season, and even though he has, it still might win.
It hasn't mattered yet. Houston going into Indy. After that disgrace last week.
Yeah, I think they've quit now. It looked like they quit now. Probably since when they lost those lost all those players. But then they performed that very week. They almost beat the Colts at home. But they won't win at the Colts. I think the Colts will be favorites because this is a divisional game. This should be close to between 10 and 14. It should be like 11 and a half, but because it's divisional, I think it'll be about 9.
See, this is good. It's only 7.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And I already made the divisional cutback because I thought it should, when you're looking at the standards of the two teams, it should be like 10 or 11, but I already took it down to 9. I mean, I'd play this anything under 7.5.
Yeah, totally. I'm jumping on this one as well. The Patriots going into Miami. This is where Miami gets some good revenge again. I will think Miami's going to win this. What's the spread?
I don't think it'll be that big. I think we might be able to get it at 3 or under 3, but I would say 3.
It's 2.5.
Yeah, that's why I was going to say that initially.
I like this one.
I don't see why. I think the Patriots had a little run, but then they really got beaten up bad by the Rams. So I think they could be done now.
Seattle going into Washington.
This is tough.
I mean, last week I took the Jets plus 16.5, I think. And what was it, 40-3?
Yeah, 40-3. I used that play actually when you texted to me. I put it out as one of the plays. This game is going to be tight because, I mean, and this could be, as we just said, this could be the 4 versus 5 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think Seattle are favorites by just 2.5 points.
They're favored by 5.5.
I would take Washington then.
Okay. Yeah. Strong on that one. Okay. That one scares me. I don't know which Washington team shows up. I don't know if Alex Smith is still hurt or if he's fine. I think they said he would go. But, and it's West Coast traveling east. That's another rough one, too. Jacksonville goes into Baltimore after that great game this last week, this Monday.
Yeah, they've got to be favorites by 13.5.
13. Ooh. 13. Yeah, I don't know if I might take Jacksonville with 13. That's, I don't know if I would take this at all, but if I had to.
I think this team might like now steamroll through to the play. Well, the way they won last week on Monday, Lamar is now moving again, and I think they might beat the piss out of a few teams on the way because they're going to finish all the criticism they've had. They're still going to finish 11-5.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, they're done and they're shit. But meanwhile,
I don't think people looked ahead enough. I don't think people looked at the back end of the schedule. Some people were saying, so I would have taken the Ravens on Monday if the angle had been correct. And people were saying, oh, they're playing for their lives. They're playing for their lives. But they weren't. They were not playing for their lives because even if they'd lost that game, they had a schedule here where they should easily win out. So they were still going to be 10-6, which would be enough to take the seventh spot. So they weren't. But if they literally were, like, I would have definitely taken him in that spot because teams do respond to that. But I'll take them here. I'll take those points. It's Jacksonville, so I'm not that fast.
The Jets, speaking of, going into the Rams. They've had to travel to the fucking West Coast constantly. Jesus Christ, I hope they just stay over here. That's a few in a row. Jets go to the Rams. What do you say?
They got beaten by 37 points last week. So, and that spread was 16.5. It got covered. I would say it's similar. Like, I'd 17 this week.
17.
Oh, I'm doing so much better at these guesses.
Yeah, you're doing better. See, you get a little rhythm to you. Yeah, 17. That is a scary number, though, man. It is hard to believe that actually, like, works. But after last week, Jesus Christ, it's hard to think that they're going to win anything or do anything.
Yeah.
Okay. You think you would take give up 17 points and keep the Rams?
Yeah, I think last week was a bad sign that they're not they're not putting it in now.
Okay.
I think that loss against the Raiders and the way it was done, I think that's real. That they're definitely going to be 0-16, which we predicted ages ago, I think they'll lose this game and they'll get. I mean, how are they going to score any points? Like the Rams.
That's true. They're not scoring.
No, the Rams like shut out the Patriots pretty much last Thursday, and like the Rams would only need about 24 to cover this, I think, because that's how bad the Jets are. So, yeah, I think I'll take this, but not. I probably won't play it, but I would take it in this pick.
Philly going into Arizona. Philly after they won a game.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to cap this one because I don't know if that quarterback, I don't know if Hurts is now going to be, like, I don't think he's going to save them because their schedule is too difficult and they're too far back now. I would say Cardinals are favored by 4.5.
6.5.
Okay.
I still think they win this game, though, by a touchdown. I'm not jumping up and down from one win from Philly.
Yeah, that's a lot of points. I think what I would do is play that one up to 7. I'd play the extra juice on that and take that up to 7.
Okay. The Chiefs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The Chiefs are in New Orleans. And if Breeze was playing, I'd be really excited about this game. And they say possibly. But I'm not counting on it. What is your thought?
I think that the Chiefs are going to subsequently secure themselves the number one seeding along with Green Bay here. But I don't think it's going to be by much. I think you can't give them more than... The Chiefs will be favorites because of the quarterback situation. Saints can't put up that many points. I think it'll be just 2.5, maybe 3. 2.5.
It's 3. Okay. It's 3. And I'm not even that worried about it being 3, to tell you the truth.
I just looked at the total on this, so I wanted to see what it was, because I really felt like it'd be under, but they seem to have it quite low anyway at 51. But I still think it'd go under 51, because the Saints are really good on the defense. But last week, they got lit up for 27 with the Eagles. So,
yeah.
I don't know, I think this might be lower scoring than 51, but that doesn't fill me with hope what I saw last week and for the Saints. But it's good for me, because I want the Chiefs to win here and... get this team out of the one seed contention.
Okay. The last game on Sunday night, and it's Cleveland going into the Giants after Cleveland had that heartbreaker. They looked good. They fucked up at the end, of course, but what's your thought?
I don't like taking the Giants at home anyway, and I know the Giants have got Cleveland and Baltimore coming up, and they're not going to win any of those games, so they're going to need favors from the teams that are playing the Redskins. But I don't think that the Cleveland Browns lose this game. I think that I would take it anything up to 6.5, but I think it'll be less than that. I think it'll be just 4.5.
It's 4.
Really?
Yeah. It is 4.
Okay.
And I kind of like Cleveland here with 4. I think they really need to fucking win here. So I would take Cleveland.
Well, I don't. They don't need to win because they're just confirming seeding positions at the moment. But I still think they do win. I think they'll just win on to not lose too much momentum.
And Monday's affair is Pittsburgh going into Cincinnati. Pittsburgh needs to get back to winning after they faced two teams that, I mean, one of them they shouldn't have fucking lost to. But then it's like, oh, they fight a good team. They got a problem. So what is the spread here?
Oh, I don't know what the spread is. I think whatever it is, they cover it because I think they're now getting a proper rest. They got made to play on a short week on that Monday where they lost to Washington, and you could see they were tired, and then they had to play the Bills, who are a good team. But I think now they get proper Sunday to Monday rest against a divisional rival who don't really have a quarterback. I think it'll just be 10, but I think they'll win by more than that.
They're 13.
Oh, well, that's not that much fun to take. Yeah, I think they win. They'll probably cover 13, but I'm not as interested in taking it. I thought the books would put it closer to 10 because they had those losses.
Okay, so now it's lock time. Yeah. I have three that I've circled that I like. Now it's a matter of which ones. I'll tell you the three. I liked Tampa minus a 6. I liked Indy minus 7. And I like Miami minus 2.5. I think I would go with... I think I'll go with Tampa and Miami.
Tampa number one, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and Miami number two. Okay, so that's none. That's none of my ones. Okay. So my, I'm going to give two picks out. Number one is going to be Aaron Rodgers over 2.5 touchdowns, and okay. number two is going to be spread pick, and it's going to be Cleveland minus 4. I think that shocked me the most, so I can't see that not coming through.
Okay. All right. That's it. We're going to get this. And we got football Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday. This is almost like when they fucked up and had football on Tuesday and Wednesday as well. So
I wonder now if there'll be a clamoring for us to try and always finish our shows in 30 minutes. But I don't think probably. you've got the back and forth and the analysis here. But we haven't really done any totals or anything here. But that's going to be a better week for me for clients because... you know, sometimes we give away too much on the show here, but I don't think we revealed all of our cards. So for totals and everything and all that stuff, then check me out over at lockben.com for all of my official stuff.
And if you want to see any of my nonsense, it's always at Lingus Mafia on Twitter.
All right, you can close out because I opened out.
Yeah.
Opened up.
All right. As usual, for Billy, I'm Cav. Go make some money.
Thanks, guys.